Welcome to page 7. Okay, up above it says all exercises are mostly 8 VA. So make sure you do that. You don't want to play down too low and have muddy sounds like this. You know, that doesn't prove anything. Plus, you can't hear it very well. So primarily play octave higher. Make sure you keep using your bassoon switch. That's the only one to use on this course because you can hear your notes better. And in the left hand, of course, remember the bass piano switch that we had talked about. Okay, let's see what we got here. We have some, all of these chords that are written on that one line are to be practiced with inversions every day. And go through your mental picture process. You've got two of them. What it looks like on the music and what it looks like on the keyboard. So you're going to be referring to, you're looking at your keyboard, looking at what these chords look like, say the notes out loud, look at your music and say the notes out loud. There's lots of devices. And like I say, just stay relaxed. You got to stay disciplined, have a lot of patience. Sometimes we kind of think of learning harmony as kind of bleeding a little bit, but it's worth it. Let's take one of the chords, let's take E major, root position, and just work on your inversions. Not too much, don't spend too much time with this, because this is a small amount of memory process, but only about 1%. The real memorization comes when you play the harmony under the melody. That is the key thing, that's what this book is really all about. Also, you look at that top line there, and it has all of those chords written out, and there, it says all white keys, you know, related to that, too. And then the next group has all one black key. And then analyze your seventh chord, you know, that whole step below. Okay, looking below, it says, remember, add the harmony below each melody note. Do not write in the harmony notes. If you write them in, you're just defeating the purpose, giving you the answer before you take the test, you know. So remember, you're playing octave higher, and we write a few of them out to get you started, as you can see there. So let's take a look at the second line, and we've written some more to get you started, and I have just one number on top to remind you what fingering to use. Now this one, by the way, as I mentioned, you can rotate back and forth between octave higher and local. Here, you're probably fine local or octave higher, either way. I'll play it local here. And I'm using that top finger that it has there. Okay, now the rest of them, we'll start with that C major in the third measure, and of course the notes aren't written in, so you will come up with C and G below it. The next chord is F. F is a melody. And then G melody with a C major harmony. Now you notice that we have a chord change, a symbol above every melody note. And that's the way we primarily want to do it. You'll see it that way most of the time on these etudes. And I tried to write these etudes as, you know, so they sound like a little melody, so they're kind of fun to play too. So again, you have that G7th, the second, the third measure from the end. Okay, now, the third line down, make sure you start this one octave higher, and it starts with C major, and then it goes to a C7th, and you see that B flat there, and the melody is F, excuse me, the melody is A, F major triad, F minor, G melody. Now, I won't say the melody anymore because obviously you can read the note. Sometimes we will do it just so you have your location. And now we go to the key of A minor. I'm playing octave higher right now. Now this is, you don't have to go any faster than this. I'm just going at this speed so it isn't too slow, not taking up too much time, and that you can follow it. Here's the next one. Classical, isn't it? You don't have to add your left hand yet, but adding a left hand on the accordion is pretty simple. If you see that C and C major, and then C and C seventh, you know, and then F. So if you did later on, you get a little more at ease with this. If you want to try to put a little rhythm into it. Melody. Okay, there you go on page 7. Practice this page. Don't go to the next one until you can at least play this speed. And that's very slow. That's andante, slowly but moving. Okay, look at the little notes down below. It says always use the third or fourth finger if the black key is on top, remember. Remember that we're playing a vertical keyboard.